Subscribe now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And it's 9 to 11 from Grand Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlson, good morning.
Cos, good morning to you. It's AFL Grand Final Eve. Who's going to win?
Oh, mate, AFL. Well, look, you know what? I'm hoping that GWS can. What do you do? And I wouldn't be surprised if Richmond are slow to start as they can be if GWS get the jump. It's the $10 million Chase Regional Finals conclude this weekend.
Yes, Sean. Northern New South Wales is in the $1 million chase spotlight tonight with race 7 at Lismore at 9:18, the final. Now, the first four across the line advanced to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October the 11th. Race caller Mark Arundale will be calling all the action, and he's our guest today. Mark, good morning. Queensland's Damn Slippery is the $2.80 tab fixed odds favourite from box 4, ahead of local chasers Smooth Act at $3.40 from box 8. Infrared Lad is next at $4.40 from box 2, with the favourites Kennelmate Quara's Flick on the fourth line of betting at $5.50. So it's pretty tight at the top. Have you finalised your selections?
Yes. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I have finalised my selections. It's a tough race. And it's so tough, I've actually left the favourite, Damn Slippery, out of my first four rather reluctantly. Whoa. But I've gone the way of number 8, Smooth Act, for local trainer Bobby Cook. Absolutely electrifying in his heat off box number 6. When he picked up the leaders, one of the young guns, Sequana, unfortunately scratching from the final, split the webbing in its heat when it finished second behind Smooth Act. But he's a classy individual when he gets it right. I've got no doubt, one out, he's the quickest dog in the race. Wasn't an ideal draw, drawing off the track in box number 8, but there's a lot of speed in this race, Dave, and I can see the likes of Damn Slippery, Quara's Flick, Bad Neighbour from Box 5 all up there early, and throw in Chairman Jack, the first reserve, who gets the run from box number 6. Prep for this with a win over the shorts at Albion Park since its heat run behind Infrared Lad. And, something got to give there in that run to the first corner. And I just think Smooth Act, you've got him, who'll be sitting off the track about midfield, can just stay out of trouble behind that early pace division. He'll be ready to swoop. And the likes of the other heat winner, Infrared Lad, he'll be minding his own business along the fence as well. He'll be primed to race into it along the back. So it certainly makes it interesting. In regards to Damn Slippery, class runner of the field. We haven't seen a win since she saluted in the heat of the Townsville Cup. And despite not winning, the form reads pretty good. She's been in the placings at just about every start, bar a couple, since that Townsville Heat win. But finished fourth, just qualified behind Infrared Lad. I just think she's just not quite on a game at the moment, Damn Slippery. I'm not saying if she gets it right, well, she's a class runner and she will be very hard to beat. But reluctantly, I left her out of my first four selections. I went with Smooth Act on top. I thought Infrared Lad will be poised to make that run along the back. I've got it as my second pick. Quara's Flick, which will carve across there from box number 7, racing in great form for trainer Brett Hazelgrove. I'd like Bad Neighbour. I wouldn't leave her out at odds either. She goes very well at the Lismore track. She had a fall a few starts back at Albion Park. Has been struggling a little bit for form since then, but I thought it was a welcome return to form from an awkward draw of box 8 in its heat when finishing fourth behind Smooth Act. So I went 8, 2, 7, and 5 in the Lismore leg of the Tab Million Dollar Chase.
Well, Smooth Act, of course, set the time standard in the heats with a scorching 29.77, as you said, in the green rug, Mark. And look, he's won his only start when he wore the pink rug a little while back. So, as you say, with all that speed to his inside, he might just get that perfect cart at that all-important first turn.
Yeah, well, speaking to Bob Cook after the race, he was hoping for an inside draw. It wasn't ideal. But with so much speed on the inside, it could be a bit of a blessing in disguise for Smooth Act. And being biased, being the local dog, we're sort of cheering for a bit of luck for Smooth Act, because everyone knows the ability this greyhound has, and he's just got this unlucky knack of finding trouble during his races. But if he gets that luck, he should be far too good for them.
All right, well, let's hear it for Bobby Cook and the locals with Smooth Act. In race four tonight, Mark, the Casino regional final winner, Painted Picture, is in box eight for Mark Wilkes, and he's flying. He's won 9 of his past 12 starts.
Yeah, it's quite unusual. We've already got a qualifier going around in a graded meeting of another regional final. But, yeah, he's thrown into that race off box number 8. And while it's probably not a suitable journey over the 420, if you're a thrill seeker and you want to take the really short odds about Painted Picture, he should be winning that event.
Fantastic, Mark. Well, good calling tonight. I look forward to checking out all of the action from Lismore. It's a tremendous meeting. The first race is at 7:19, and race 7 on the card is the TAB Million Dollar Chase Regional Final. Mark, thanks so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
My pleasure, Dave. Everyone's geared up, the Lismore Club, ready for a big night's racing, and really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. There is Mark Arundale, our race caller. Cos?
Now, where are the finals tomorrow and Sunday?
Jeez, there's a stack of stuff on, Cos. Mm. The Gardens regional final in Newcastle is tomorrow night, race 6 on the card. Sheba's Dream number 3 and iRock number 5 are the scratchings, with the two reserves, Galaxy Banner and Belgian, to start. Peter Lagoziani's got the Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily in box 2, the $2.80 TAB fixed odds favourite, and defending million-dollar chase champ Mystic Riot in box 6. She's at $5.50. Get It Gizmo, the Victorian now in Jason McKay's kennel, is the second favourite at $3.50. And while I'm here, congratulations to Jason on winning yesterday's Maitland final with Flying Bazza, which finished powerfully to beat CJ's Boy in 24-92. Ronnie was third, Black Forge was fourth. Now, getting back to the Gardens final tomorrow night, Miley Nismo from box 1 is the other runner in single figures at $4.20. Wagga's regional final is also on tomorrow night, with country music legend Adam Harvey playing live on track after the last race. Now, the finals, race 5 at $6.57 of the Million Dollar Chase, the Victorian pair of Jason Thompson's. They top the TAB fixed odds market. Deliver, $1.70, box 3. Black Opium, box 5, $2.90. The best of the locals is Ultimate Speed for Brian Smith at $8 from box 1. And that greyhound beat Black Opium in the heats and has run 29-64 at Wentworth Park, and 2 starts ago ran 3rd in a heat at the South Australian Derby at Angle Park. And one must also wish another Wagga trainer, Julie French, all the best with Sunlit Consuela from box 8, and Harden conditioner Graham Polly Thurkettle with Fire and Smoke from box 6. And Sean, the Goulburn regional final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase is on Sunday afternoon at 2:48. Race 6 on the card. Global Impact from box 2 for Jody and Andy Lord is the $3.50 equal favourite with TAB fixed odds, along with Lightning Vision in box 2 for in box 7, I should say, for Neil Staines. While the Deb Coleman runner, Immediate, is nice odds, $3.70 from box 6. Hardaway Harada from box 3 for Ron Marsden is at $6. And Goulburn's Decider wraps up the regional series, meaning 56 greyhounds will have qualified from the country for the Million Dollar Chase semi-finals, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. Now, you got a winner for us? Quick one.
Yes, Cos, I have. There's a few other things I wanted to mention, but obviously we're out of time. There's 4 New South Wales greyhound meetings today. Gunnedah races this afternoon from 12:45. The best bets in race 9, number 6, and that's Come On George. The value bet, race 3, number 5, My Girl Morgan. The Gardens in Newcastle in the twilight from 3:01. The best bet there is in race 1, number 8, Daisy Divine, while the value bet comes up in race 10, number 5, Copperhead Rogue. Richmond kicks off a minute past 6 tonight. Best bet, race 9, number 1, Wild Kiwi Knight. The value bet, race 3, number 6, Sammy Sue. While the TAB Million Dollar Chase regional final night at Lismore from 7:19. The best bet, race 3, number 2, 11:11. The value bet, race 9, number 7, Pink Scissors. Just quickly, Basha Bale, the fabulous sire, had to be put down yesterday with cancer.
Sad news.
Our thoughts are with Paul and Michelle Westerveld, and indeed the Wheeler family. And cos Feral Frankie's back at Wentworth Park tomorrow night, race 5, number 2 at 7:30.